Ian Scholz. I've been trying to figure out what conservatives' knickers are all on a twist about lately. They're still going on about the IRS persecuting them because the IRS apparently questioned whether that nonprofit called Hillary Must Be Stoned was really a charitable organization. Now they got upset because Facebook is displaying liberal bias. Well, one guy got upset, but did his Twitterverse that immediately translates to everybody. What this was about, it turns out, was a section in Facebook called Trending. An article in Slate thankfully explained it to me, or I would not have found it. Quote, the trending section is that little box that appears to the right of your news feed on Facebook.com, which the majority of Facebook users no longer visit. It's that one right below the list of birthdays and event invitations, unquote. Okay, still can't find it. But apparently Breitbart and Drudge are not well represented, which would be fine with me. Drudge is just a bunch of links with snarky headlines, and Breitbart is more toxic than conservative, if you ask me. More specifically, a complaint was made that Facebook pretty much invented Black Lives Matter, which wasn't even a thing until Facebook made it a thing. Now, I don't quite understand why people get annoyed by Black Lives Matter, get so annoyed. All lives matter, they want us to know. I hear what you're saying. Now shut up, white person. But anyway, Facebook can link to any damn thing it feels like. Strangely, it doesn't. It's a behemoth of kitten pictures, vacation stories, and for some reason, Bernie Bro is going nuts about how evil Hillary is. Otherwise, Facebook is the legendary elephant in the room, but it only talks about itself. A monster made entirely of movies of puppies falling over. Zuckerberg, the evil overlord of Facebook, put a human smile on his ghastly visage to meet with some noted conservatives, to reassure them that really, no, he does not care at all about their opinions. And it's all done through algorithms anyway. Glenn Beck, of all people, came to the defense of Facebook. He told Time magazine, which was once a conservative stronghold back in the day when conservatives had strongholds instead of bunkers, which is what Glenn Beck has, he told Time, quote, right now Target is telling me that my wife or my daughter has to go into a bathroom where there might be a strange man. I can either like it or shop somewhere else. Here's Facebook, a much larger global corporation, sitting down with conservatives and saying, I think there's a problem, and one of the problems is you don't trust us, and we want to work with you to build that trust, unquote. Well, he doesn't say if Zuckerberg tried to go in the bathroom with his wife or daughter. I'm assuming not. He also said, quote, I think Facebook is probably the most important communication system of my lifetime. It is television, it is talk radio, it is the newspaper, and in some ways, most importantly, it's the telephone. It's taken all of these ways of communicating and made them from mass media to personal and individual media, unquote. So he's not going to be criticizing Facebook anytime soon. Don't want to make Zuckerberg mad. You get infringed by him, it's like you never even existed. I got to go.